KFYO 738, Tom and Sandra, we are joined in the studio by Cheryl Isaacs, Coldwell Bank of Real Estate. Before we get started, I know that I get after every time that you come on, I always have people sending me texts, sending me emails. How do I get a hold of her? I want her phone number. Whip it out.
535-7077.
There you have it, people. No complaining. 535-7077. What are we talking about today?
Well, you know, I'm always on some issue that happens over the last week, and it seems like, and we've talked about this. I know I've talked about it, and then you had Earl's Plumbing come in and talk about it, but it's your Kitec, and it's K-I-T-E-C, Kitec Plumbing. If your home was built between 1999 and 2007, there is a possibility that you have Kitec Plumbing. Doesn't mean that you do. And they go, well, how do I know? Well, there's a way to know, but Earl's Plumbing will come out and look at it for free and then give you a bid to replace it. And all of the plumbers say it's not if it leaks, it's when it leaks, and it could be major. And if you're selling your house, you really need to know it because it is a major financial hit to you to replace it. So if your home was built during that time, I would just suggest you just check it out, because if you don't have it, you'll rest easier when that inspector comes.
Now, I got to ask you a question, and this is something that always crosses my mind because, you know, and if you're an insurance person and you sell homeowners insurance and you know a darn thing about this, ring us up, 770-5790. I want to know. Now, if you do have this plumbing leak, there are several ways that they can deal with this, as far as corrective action. But if you don't take action before it leaks and this makes a huge mess out of your home, is this something that insurance is going to cover?
No. It won't cover the repair. It may cover the damage that it caused, but it will not cause the, I mean, it won't pay for the replacement of that plumbing, which is so expensive.
Now, here's the thing. If you kind of add this up, it, you know, in my head, I'm doing this. Let's say your home's $250,000. Okay, that's your valuation. And your deductible is 1%. So that's $2,500. And then you are paying $2,500 on top of what it's going to cost you to either abandon your traditional plumbing and go overhead, which is probably what is going to have to happen.
That is what happens. Those lines are in your slab. So the only way they can do it is to pull it up and through your attic.
Wow. Now, of course, it's going to be replaced with, you know, a new, I wouldn't say new technology, but the current technology of choice would be PEX plumbing.
PEX, right.
And I don't know if you've ever seen a PEX connection, but the way those things are crimped on there, it's stupid proof. And it's like a gazillion pounds of pressure on this ring. And, you know, it's, some sort of, I think it's a poly tube that is, got a copper ring crimped around a brass fitting. And this stuff just doesn't leak, and it's pretty bulletproof.
It really is. And if it does, you can replace just that fitting and feel like you have solved your problem.
Now, thing is Earl's Plumbing is pretty much, I guess, the foremost, what do we say?
They were the first to really be out to kind of look at that, but I think all of the major plumbing people now are very aware of Kitec, and they can go, they'll probably give you a free estimate also, a free look.
You know, as far as the Kitec goes, I know that Earl's offers complimentary inspections, and they're good people. So you might want to ring up Earl's Plumbing, see if you got Kitec on your breath. And if you don't, you dodge the bullet if you do.
But if you're selling your house, you need to know.
Yeah, up front. Cheryl, give them the phone number again. They want to talk to you.
535-7077.
743, morning.